Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, November 1st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives are seeking the public's help to identify a suspect who has stolen new release DVDs from the Walmart on Church Avenue in Mulberry on two separate occasions. The first theft occurred on October 19th, and the second theft occurred on October 22nd. The unknown Asian male conceals the DVDs within other merchandise before leaving the store, and the value of these stolen DVDs is over $1,000. Pictures of the suspect are available on the Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida Facebook page. If you recognize this suspect or his vehicle, which appears to be a black Dodge Durango, please contact Detective Weston at 863-499-2400. That number again is 863-499-2400. Your local events, New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors age 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands counties. In Hardy County, pickup will be available at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required. You can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by Monday, November 15th to receive your meal pickup time. That number again is 863-773-2022. In Highlands County, pickup will be at Grace Church of Sebring, 3599 Thunderbird Road in Sebring. Reservations are also required, and you can call ahead at 863-382-2134 by Monday, November 8th to receive your meal pickup time. So the deadlines are different. Highlands County is November 8th, Monday, and Hardy County is November 15th. The numbers for you once again, Hardy County reservations, 863-773-2022. And in Highlands County, you can call ahead at 863-382-2134. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven car giveaway have been sold. So if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so before it's too late. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also purchase them from Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, give a call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. And this Friday night, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the DeSoto Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in Hardy County. Elite Wireless Group is looking for a retail sales associate. U.S. work authorization and bilingual fluency are required. Randstad General Staffing is hiring sewing operators, training is provided, and some experience is preferred. And Trinity Services Group is looking for a food service worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, ServSafe food handler certification, and prior restaurant experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can also message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be back in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 74 degrees out, feels like 79. No predicted chance of rain, mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 72 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4 moderate. Winds northeast at 6 miles per hour with gust up to 7 miles per hour. 56% humidity, slightly humid. The air quality is fair. Dew point 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 26%, the visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That was pretty quick, wasn't it? That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Global ag companies Archer Daniels Midland and Bunge likely turned in solid earnings in the third quarter despite weeks of suspended shipping caused by Hurricane Ida. Both companies benefited from good margins in corn and oilseed processing and readily available grain supplies to trade, process, and ship overseas. Export shipments from the Louisiana Gulf Coast, our biggest grain hub, were halted for weeks after Hurricane Ida slammed into the area August 29th. Pumpkins are a staple of fall tradition for many Americans who pick them, carve them into jack-o'-lanterns, or bake pumpkin desserts. Although pumpkins are grown in many states, most of the production comes from 10 states. By acreage and by weight, Illinois is consistently the nation's largest pumpkin producer. In 2020, Texas led the nation in the value of pumpkins produced at $25.9 million, followed by Pennsylvania, Illinois, and California. The nation's average gas price increased 3.8 cents from a week ago to $3.36 a gallon. The national average is up 17.1 cents from a month ago and $1.21 per gallon higher than a year ago. But there may be some light at the end of the tunnel, according to Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan, who says the sharp rise we've seen over the last 3 weeks should begin slowing soon, barring another jump in the price of oil.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Some agricultural professionals say a roadblock to feeding a growing world population is the widespread public misunderstanding of biotechnology and food production. Dr. John Oatley, professor at the School of Molecular Biosciences at Washington State University, told a recent House Ag Subcommittee hearing that public acceptance of biotechnology applications in food production is critical.
We can do the most important and the coolest science in the lab, but if we can't advance it into the public because it's not accepted, then what's it for? I do believe that there's a lack of understanding about science behind biotechnology in the general public domain. And that's because it was a narrative shaped 20 years ago and has been being handed down from generation to generation. I think the science, the application, the importance of the use of biotechnologies to improve food production is very different now. At Washington State University, we are working towards trying to develop a new public narrative on gene editing of livestock by interlacing science with bioethics.
Dr. Oatley was responding to a question from Florida Congressman Al Lawson about what Congress can do to assist farmers and ranchers in a world where gene editing is the future. He told Congressman Lawson that funding for research universities is critical to help them change the outdated narrative around biotechnology and animals.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ending higher as Wall Street closed out a milestone-setting week. Healthcare, communication services, and technology companies rose. The three major indexes all set records. The S&P rose 0.2%. The Dow gained 0.3%. The NASDAQ closed 0.3% higher. Apple fell 1.8% and Amazon lost 2.2% after both companies cited continued supply chain difficulties in their latest quarterly reports. The Commerce Department reported consumer spending grew just 0.6% in September. The Dow was ahead 89 points to close at 35,819. The NASDAQ gained 50 to 15,498. The S&P added 9 points today to 4,605. New York oil rose 76 cents. Closing at $83.57 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Steelers survived losing kicker Chris Boswell for the entire second half of their game against the Browns to top Cleveland 15-10. Boswell was hurt and got a concussion, as a matter of fact, on a blown trick play. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger said he had some advice for his teammates, though, before the game started.
Don't ever, ever take a win against these guys in this stadium for granted, ever. Because it's always hard fought. It's something special. Played a lot of games here, and I don't take any of them for granted.
Other winners, the Eagles, the Saints, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Broncos, the Titans edged Indianapolis. Bills beat the Dolphins, Panthers over the Falcons, Rams beat the Texans, 49ers beat the Bears, Jets in a comeback win over the Bengals, and the Cowboys topped the Vikings 20-16. Cooper Rush getting his first NFL start. This is SRN Sports. Astros take the joy of celebrating out of Atlanta. They beat the Braves 9-5 in Game 5 of the World Series, and now they send it back to Houston for Game 6 on Tuesday. Houston fell into an early 4-0 hole after a first-inning grand slam by Houston. Then they roared back. Now they've cut Atlanta's lead in the series to 3-2. Basketball in the NBA, the Mavericks hold off the Kings 105-99. The Jazz 107-95 winners over the Bucks. Third straight loss for Milwaukee. Hornets beat the Trailblazers 125-113. Nets beat the Pistons 117-91. Lakers beat the Rockets late 95-85. On the ice, Hurricanes remain undefeated 2-1 over the winless Coyotes. Kings beat the Sabres 3-2. It was the Ducks over the Canadiens 4-2. Blue Jackets in a shootout over the Devils 4-3. Rangers beat the Kraken 3-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I just got an email with the subject, knock, knock. I guess even the door-to-door salesmen are working from home now. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.